Hi, good afternoon. I'm Heather Kuiper. The research I'll present today was conducted at UC Berkeley, and I have nothing to disclose other than maybe a little too much caffeine at lunchtime. Before I start my presentation, I'd like to thank my colleagues Dick Jackson, Steffi Barna, Bill Satriano for their contributions to this research. And I'd also like to thank the local public health and environmental health departments of California for their participation. Before I start, maybe I should check, are people familiar with the terminology related to built environment and the idea that it's the places where people live, work, play, and the connectivity, the transit connections between them? So I think we're going from some big picture presentations to some specific applications related to environmental health and public health collaboration. And so hopefully you'll see how these issues of urban versus rural, state versus local, how those tie together in this particular issue where we were looking at how health, public health and built and environmental health can collaborate on built environment issues. So there's a growing body of evidence that the built environment can negatively impact health. There's a particular interest related to chronic disease and injury prevention. And so our question was, well, if the built environment can negatively impact health, then can environmental health and public health work together to create health-promoting built environments? We started thinking about this question as we were developing a larger study, which I'll introduce in just a moment. But what we were hearing, as the field was in its early stages of evolution, we were hearing a lot of public health staff speak about their experience of building new relationships with the planning department, learning how to get a seat at the table, developing the technical skills, and needing to expend quite a bit of effort to bring themselves into the land use and transportation arena where the built environment decision making occurs. At the same time, we also knew that environmental health as a field in practice often has representation in those processes, either by mandate or already through their, for example, we talked about contracted services with environmental quality, that sort of thing. So environmental health already has a presence. And yet we didn't hear very many stories of public health staff talking with their counterpart staff of environmental health professionals, and we wondered about that. So when we set about to do our statewide assessment of local public health and environmental health departments, in California, this was one question that we had in mind to answer as we embarked upon a study that overall was looking at how can local health departments influence land use and transportation development to create healthy built environments. It was a mixed method study. It included two largely quantitative surveys, one of leadership that included environmental health directors, health officers, and health executives. In part, we interviewed both health officers and health executives just to make a nod to the rural versus urban issues where your staffing issues really change in a rural environment compared to urban and the leadership structures change along with them. We also did what we were calling an inventory survey where we were really looking at practices and having those two divisions of health report their current activities related to the built environment. And finally, we did a comparative case study which included in-depth interviews with professionals not only from the health field but also from planning and commissioners and developers related to specific examples of local health endeavoring to engage in land use and transportation development processes. So to get started with this particular question of public health and environmental health collaboration, one of the things we wanted to look at is there enough common ground that we can even talk about them working together or coming together? And so the first set of slides really deals with our sense of what the picture is of how compatible their views on this issue are. And our findings were encouraging. We found that overall there was a very high level of awareness of the idea that the built environment can affect health. Public health leaders had a higher level of reporting familiarity with that idea, but overall it was still high across both fields. And they had a positive attitude toward the value of this strategy, the value of built environment interventions as health strategies. And we had a composite score of 40 points for a series of questions that were asked about why you might value this approach, with the mean being about 32 across the board. And those, for example, did the leader consider the built environment to be effective at meeting goals, aligned with their priorities, supported by evidence, useful for decreasing health disparity? And overall, there's a very high level of support in these particular areas that I'm reporting back on the utility of the strategy. There was some difference between public health and environmental health related to the health disparity issue. But again, overall high level of support. We also looked at their policy perspectives, and we found that across the board, they were in favor of state policy that would increase their ability to engage in land use and transportation development. There was support for a mandate to do so as long as it came with funding, and also support for just enabling language that would give them permission to do so. The local level, there was a little bit more discrepancy between public health and environmental health. In many states, but in particular California, where this is studied, the land use issues in particular, less so transportation, are really occurring at the local level, especially at the city level. And so you can see where they might have some differences in views, because a lot of the local tasks that were elaborated in our earlier presentations are under regulatory mandates related to inspections and that sort of thing. So that might be part of why they have a different view of how supportive local policy language is for their participation. We also asked the leaders a series of questions about their level of support for some position statements that are statements that would reflect basic ideas around healthy places. And the most highly supported ones I'm reporting here, there wasn't a lot of difference between public health and environmental health in this regard either. Schools in general were broadly supported, in particular statements related to that school sites should take into consideration health impacts. One area related to schools that was different between public health and environmental health was related to joint use. Non-motorized access to parks and recreation was also a popular policy position statement. Support for walking, biking, and mass transit connectivity, so connectivity to facilitate active transportation, was broadly supported. And green building practices related to ecological sustainability was supported more so amongst public health and environmental health. Continuing with this idea that in theory there's quite a bit of common ground between the two, and that meaning that there's some building blocks available for a bridge between them, was the perspective that they had a shared perspective related to roles that they would play, or roles that they would consider their department to legitimately play in land use and transportation development. So areas where they had shared views of their role related to attending meetings, joining planning groups, initiating the delivery of built environment and health-related information, guidance, recommendations, engaging in partnerships with other public agencies related to land use and transportation, and obtaining a formal role in deliberations and decision-making related to development. They had different views. Public health tended to view as a stronger role educating the public about the health effects of built environment, and conducting health impact assessments. So speaking of practice, this next slide is divided into, these graphs are divided into two parts. The top graph captures a series of activities that you might consider typical public health type, programmatic health promotion type activities. And the bottom graph captures a realm of activities that really relate specifically to land use and transportation development. And so in terms of a comprehensive health approach to the built environment, you'd want to see health addressing both of these. In a sense, it's the right hand and the left hand. And the basic pattern here that you see is that we found as the departments reported their levels of activity, that public health had higher levels of activity in typical public health programs related to the built, these were asked in specific regard to relations to the built environment. So if they were doing promotion related approaches, it might be promoting a walk to school day or a carpooling day or that type of thing, a walking program. And related to the land use and transportation development activities, environmental health, with the exception of transportation issues, reported higher levels of activity. And so together what you see is public health and environmental health really being interlocking pieces of a whole approach to dealing with the built environment. We also identified that they bring different assets to a potential partnership between them. In particular, land use and transportation development is a field populated by many different stakeholders. And so partnerships are, other research, including our own, has found that partnerships are a very important component of that. Environmental health really can bring to the table for a public health environmental health collaboration their established relationships. We asked about public health and environmental health departments about their relationships with various land use and transportation development stakeholders, and by and large, environmental health was prominent in their partnerships with professionals relevant to influencing land use and transportation development. And furthermore, they had reported more consistently positive relationships with them. At the same time, dealing in particular with issues such as chronic disease and injury prevention through built environment strategies really still is a public health innovation. And we found that public health, more so than environmental health leaders, reported that their department had the ability to be innovative in general, but in particular in this area. And so they bring to the table some flexibility and nimbleness. Finally, they have complementary resources. Public health tends to draw from grants, and with grants comes flexibility, but also some limits in terms of stability. In contrast, environmental health has fines and fees as a funding resource, but they're more constrained in what they can apply it to, a little less flexibility. So if they look together at those as complementary assets, there's potential for partnership. We also found that they had a view that they had a shared responsibility for built environment interventions, and overall they had a positive regard for each other as having positive working relationships. So we see, what I didn't mention but at the beginning is that we do see some structural differences in public health and environmental health. In California, for example, about half of the environmental health departments are not housed within the health department at all. Rather, they're, for example, in previous talks mentioned, they're housed in departments of environmental quality and natural resources. So those services have been outsourced either contractually or just housing the environmental health services elsewhere. So there really are some challenges to these groups coming together, and challenges that were identified in our study included the following. Sort of as a general family of conceptual challenges, there's still buy-in that needs to be cultivated, in particular for environmental health to recognize transportation issues as environmental health determinant issues is something we see as a need to develop. The two organizations or the two fields of health really have different cultures. They have different histories, in particular in areas where we've really seen the agencies separate and no longer operate under one umbrella. They've developed different cultures. And their political issues related to turf, competing priorities, different mission-based differences that we identified in our study. And there are also logistical challenges. Many times these offices are across the town from each other or across different parts of the county, depending on how they're coordinated. And that provided for real barriers to just the type of meet at the water cooler and build relationships. They also have different reporting requirements, different lines of authority. Sometimes the leaders got along quite well and worked in close communication with each other. At other times, there really were either divides or just a lack of familiarity with each other that proved to be a barrier. And then finally, in both departments, working on built environment issues for chronic disease and injury prevention is an innovation. And so staff members who are working on these issues are essentially change agents within their own organizations. And we found that they had stresses and issues of isolation related to playing those roles, and those were another challenge. And my last slide is just to say in conclusion that I think in the big picture, seeing the ways that public health and environmental health, while certainly united under a drive toward improving and promoting health, they're also divided fields in some ways. And that phenomenon of a separation is in some ways an example of a bigger issue, which is public health, and so talking about them coming together, talking about them coming together is part of sort of a bigger trend amongst health professionals to look at how we can return to having some influence over many of the health functions that have essentially been outsourced to other agencies to carry as their charge. And so from this perspective, this issue of public health and environmental health collaboration fits well within the Health in All Policies movement that's been growing in momentum. So what I'd like to propose is that focusing on public health and environmental health, rebuilding their own bridges, is a good place to start in that overall policy initiative. So thank you.